In the life of the church, in the life of this church, it is Communion Sunday, among many other wonderful things. I just want to call your attention, if you need gluten-free, or if you have little ones, or if you're curious about communion here and you haven't been here before, there are some notes in the bulletin. Just take a peek at that and you'll see, because we believe in the open table and we want all to be welcome. Would you please stand as we sing together our first song?
Before being seated, if you would take a moment to greet each other in Christian love and fellowship. Good morning, Eric.
Susan, good to see you. Wayne, good to see you.
Cheryl?
Hey, how are you? If you have not, please be seated.
Good morning. My name is Rod Shaffron. It is my great joy to welcome you to Normandale Highlands on this beautiful fall morning, as Pastor Rody has also said. Today is All Saints Day. This is a time to remember Christians of every time and place, honoring those who have lived faithfully and shared their life with us. As United Methodists, we call people saints because they exemplify the Christian life. So in this sense, every Christian can be considered a saint. So, a couple of special notes. There's a trustees presentation on some of the updates and things that are going on around here. That will be here following the service, so please grab a cup of coffee and a treat and come on back. Simpson Fall Shelter, or Fall Party, is coming up. Donations of 4x4 picture frames, diapers, and Jif peanut butter with red lids are still needed for the Fall Family Party. This party is this Thursday down at the Hennepin Avenue MC, but your donations are needed by Wednesday, by 11 o'clock in the morning. Check out the turkey poster in the gathering space and see how you can help or contact Lauren. Other events in the life of the congregation can be found in the bulletin.
Would the kids come forward? Would you come out? I know, and here you are. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, it sure is good to see you. Now, today, in the special time of the church, we're thankful for people in our lives. And I would like to invite you to think of somebody who's done something nice for you. Can you think, just in your head, can you think of somebody? And you can either think of a name, or you can think like, I don't know if mom is a name or dad is a name or grandpa or grandma is a name, but you can think those too. Do you have somebody in your head? Somebody you're thankful for, and I'm going to start the prayer and I'm going to thank God, and then when I point to you guys all at the same time, really loud, you're going to thank God for that person. So I'm going to start the prayer, and then when I go, we thank you for, and then you... See, you can even look up to the cross and say, Mom. You could say, Dad. You can say, my teacher. You could say, my Sunday school teacher. So are you ready? Do you have somebody in mind? Somebody you're thankful for. And the reason we're doing this is every person that God puts in your life is a gift. Every time they play a game with you, that's a gift. Every time they give you food, that's a gift. So we're going to thank God for the gift of other people in our lives. So get ready. Dear God, for all the other people in our lives, we give you thanks. But in each of our minds, right now, we are thinking of one special person. And we thank you for...
Teachers!
Oh, that was really good. You did a nice job. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you had planned to be with your parents, you can go back with your parents. If you had planned to go down for kids' church, you can go back through there. Thank you for coming. As we do come together, and even when we go on our own, God hears our prayers, wherever we are. If there's any prayer in your heart, I invite you to lift it up to God in our time of quiet prayer, but I also ask you and invite you to look at the back of your bulletin, and you'll see a few prayers, prayer concerns, prayer celebrations on the back. We'll pray for these folks, and also we'll pray for folks around the world. And then I invite you to bring this home and let it be your prayer reminder through the week. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, amazing and listening, God. You do hear us whenever we pray. Hear us now as we pray for Don, as we pray for Duncan. Dear God, we pray for Jim and Kurt and John and Julia. We pray for Red. Please bring your healing hand upon them. Hear us as we pray for Erica and Andrew as we celebrate the birth of their baby, Ethan. And hear us, dear God, as we pray in the quiet now. These quiet prayers that you know dearly as you know each of us dearly. Hear us as we each pray in the quiet. Mighty God, we lift these prayers to you in joy-filled thanks. Through Jesus Christ and by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's continue to worship God with God's tithes and our offering. Almighty, everlasting, gracious God, from you comes every good and perfect gift. And in joy-filled thanks, we offer you these, our gifts. May they be joyful, and may they be blessed, and may they be acceptable to you. Through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated.
Scripture reading for today is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. This can be found on page 1178 in the Blue Pew Bible. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am, yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until this day. What you have heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. The word of God for the people of God.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen. This month we're in, just today, November, you know that soon it will be Thanksgiving Day. And we celebrate Thanksgiving with a day of thanks to God. We celebrate it in many different ways, but I invite you, as I did last week, to more than one day of thanks, to more than one segment, I invite you to a season of thanks. And today, in the life of the church, it's All Saints Day. So we're particularly mindful of those who've gone before us. Now, as I say this, I know that within our church family, within our congregation, there are some who have not experienced that sharpness of grief, that weight of sorrow. And if you have not, thanks be to God. Enjoy. But as we come together, and we are the body of Christ, whenever one is in sorrow, all feel it. All are in sorrow. Whenever one is brought to joy, all are brought to joy. So this day, well, this is it's a bitter and sweet day. During funerals at the committal service, when we're right in the cemetery, there's this old prayer that comes to us. It's a prayer that I love to hold. Sometimes when you hold on to the things of tradition, you hold on to the hands of the people who've gone before. And in this prayer, right at the committal time, which we've been praying for thousands of years, there's a strange little line in there, a strange little phrase. We say, before she was ours, and we're talking about the person who died recently, or before he was ours, we're saying to God, before he was ours, he is yours. Now that sentence would drive my my English teacher, Mrs. Seltz, baddie. Because you're mixing present tense and past tense. Before he was ours, before he held my hand. You think of the people in your life, before she put that Band-Aid on my elbow, before he baked those really good biscuits for me, before we played together, before we had those arguments and fights, before we had my first Sunday school together, or my first ice cream cone, before all of that, she is God's. She or he or whoever we miss belongs to the one who's from eternity and through eternity. And through that, there's something that doesn't end. On this day, which is All Saints' Day, we're mindful of those we miss, and I want to invite you to remember the people you miss in your life. And as I'm saying this, there may be one or two or a dozen who pop into your mind. What I'm going to invite you to do is come forward and actually ring a bell. And it doesn't have to be a person who died this last year. Could be, oh, my Uncle Don. You would love to meet my Uncle Don. He'd been through a lot. He was in World War II, but he didn't hold that against anybody. And every kid who came into the room when Don was there, they were made into the center of attention. Every kid. I remember because I was that kid a few times. And he could make me do the goofiest things just because I knew I'd make him laugh. He made me, and I'm sure it was crude, he made me imitate Harpo Marx so many times. And today I remember him, and I remember him more with sweetness. But this past year, I will remember my nephew Benny, who died in the spring. He died as a very young man. He struggled all his life with brittle bone disease. He loved movies. And my great uncle Hank, who died just a couple weeks ago. So I remember them, and I call their name. I call Benny and Hank, and then I ring. And I invite you to do the same. I invite you actually to come forward, and we have professional helpers here to help us with the difficult hardware called bells. If you'd like to call their name here. If you want to just hold the name in your heart, hold the name in your heart. But actually, come now and line up here. Call in this special place called holy, in this special place called sanctuary. I invite you to find your way down the center aisle and then return up the side. Come and ring.
Parents and Dave Hansen.
Aura, Adeline, Lucille, and Alma.
My mother, Miriam.
Mom and Dad, Charlotte and Karen.
My husband, Bob, and my sister, Diane.
For my dear friend, Dolores Fuller, whose eternal light is up there.
For my family.
For my mother and my father and my mother-in-law and your father.
For my sister Betty.
For Henry Braswell and Mark Evans.
For my mother-in-law and father-in-law and my mother and dad.
Bill and Connor.
Thank you. For my mother and father.
Forrest and Dorothy.
For Roger and my parents and our daughter, Jadine.
Henry.
For my dad, Michael Berg.
For my sister, Cadella, Laverne.
Who died in 1980, yet lives every day.
My mother, Doris Elizabeth Lothrop.
My mother and father.
For Mildred and Cody.
For Bob Gaylord and the rest of my family. Thank you, God, for everything. Bless you.
My sisters, Martha and Kathy.
Okay, for Cynthia and Mara.
For my grandparents and father-in-law who met this guy in heaven before we did.
John,
Matilda, Rudolph.
For my grandparents, for Ian, and my best friend, Becky.
For Dawn.
For Gary and Teresa.
My parents and sister and brother.
For my parents.
For Grandma Millie.
For my dad, Vern Brown, and for Jennifer's sister, Marcia.
My husband, Dwayne Sewell.
For my mom, my dad,
Lucille, Fred and Megan, parents and in-laws.
Okay. Mom and dad, sisters, brothers.
Dale
and
Reynolds.
To all.
Byron Clark.
My wife, Jan.
For my mom, Nancy, Mal, Ben, and Hank.
And for my mom, Diane.
Wrong way.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, alleluia, alleluia, amen. If this was all that we did today, it is good. If all we did was remember, as bitter as it is good. And if God so loved the world that God sent his Son so that his Son could live with us and die among us, it is good. And if Jesus, the eternal Word, would become flesh to live among us, to eat with us and laugh with us and cry with us, to know the things we know and even die with us, that is good. And if God the Father would know what we know out of grief by watching Jesus die, if God would know what it means to have sorrow in seeing Jesus fall, and that would be enough. But that is not all. There is more. Because Jesus did not just come into this world to die, he came to live. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus lives, and the people that we miss dearly, they live. And we know this word. We know resurrection. 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 The bells that rang out with sorrow, and they did, because there is sorrow. Now these bells ring out in joy. Yes, there's sorrow in life. There's grief. There's trials and tribulations and the hard things and the things that break us, our hearts. There is the bitter, but we know there is the sweet too. And we savor it all. We know that death does not hold the day. Death, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? So we do celebrate, and we celebrate with heavy hearts and joy-filled hearts the saints who have gone before us. And we celebrate and remember with thank-filled hearts all who have gone before us. Yes, we know bitter. Yes, we know the hard stuff. But through the grace of God and Christ Jesus, we know the sweet. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For all the saints who from their labors rest, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen. We have this special meal here. We call it the Lord's Supper. And soon we will have it. I invite you, would you please stand and sing our hymn together? Am I doing this in the right order? Oh, I think I messed it up. But hey, let's do it anyway.
And life-giving.
Please be seated. There was this night, the night which Jesus gave himself up for us. And in that night, there is something about past, present, and future tense that just breaks all English rules, that this meal, this Lord's Supper, right now as we take it, we enjoy the supper that Jesus had with the earliest disciples. We enjoy it now as his disciples. And for the people on our hearts that we miss, through the blessings of Jesus Christ, we enjoy with them. On that night, Jesus said, "I have been so eager to share this meal with you." And Jesus is. And how we will have it this morning is we'll bless the elements, we'll bless the bread and the cup, and then I'll invite you forward, and the stewards will either be there or there, or if you'd like, you can come and kneel. You'll come down the center, and the ushers will lead you down the center, and then you choose. Would you like to be served here or here or at the rail? And then you just find your way back up the side aisles. And if you're wondering, I came to this church on Communion Sunday. What does that mean? Can I still have a part of this? Please know that in our hearts and our minds, this is the Lord's table, and you're welcome to it. On that night that Jesus gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he gives it to us. And he says, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as often as you eat in remembrance of me." And that same night, Jesus took the cup and he gives it to us. After he gave thanks to God, Jesus gives this cup to us and Jesus says, "Take and drink. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me." And we do remember Jesus. And we're thankful that he taught and he blessed, and he died, and he rose again. We're thankful that he continues to give us this gift, and we invite you, dear God, send your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Dear God, make us one. Make us one with you. Make us one in Jesus. Make us one with one another, as we go and serve your beautiful world, bringing your grace and your light into the dark places. Dear God, we thank you for this gift, and we pray to you as Jesus taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ, and the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Would the stewards come forward? Blessed as you serve. Amen. So there's this question we ask, and I mention it every Communion Sunday, and we always whisper the question, but I don't want to miss anyone. Is there anyone who has not been served? Don't be embarrassed. Now, we'll come. You're worth it. And even if there's anybody in the hallway, come knock on the window. Is there anybody who hasn't been served? Because that's the question of the church. And what a gift it is. And that's why I asked you to just wait just a minute, because we're always ready. There's always room for more. And what a blessing it is. Thank you. I didn't see any hands. As you go, with memories and bittersweet in your heart, may you hold the bitter and the sweet and the full flavor of it all. May you be blessed with the flavor of Jesus Christ's grace right there, God's love right in your mouth. And may your mouth send out God's love to the next person you meet. And may the grace and power of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.